the power plays that will stick out to you as the missed opportunities?
No. What was the trouble for us on the power play would have been true 5-on-5. We were trying to fit a lot of things into the game and didn't move particularly well or move the puck particularly well on those. But that was the 5-on-5 game, not just the 5-on-4 game.
A couple of guys were saying similar things. They were saying just wasn't their night. What do you see as the reason for that? Do you see any of the moment and what was at stake creeping into their game?
You know what? I don't know about that. I know this. I know that Pittsburgh lost tonight. Pretty good team. They learned all those lessons you're supposed to learn, killer instinct, all the words that'll come out today that we didn't get, and they lost. I know it's playoff hockey. So for all of the good things that they did last tonight, it wasn't their last game. We were a pretty good team. Probably should go 7 games this series. Right? It's been back and forth, up and down, so it's probably right that it's going 7. There's lots of stuff that we didn't like. The idea that you're going to put your game out there and it's going to work every single night because you won the last one, well, then we'd have a whole bunch of teams going 16-0. There's lots of stuff that we can do better tonight. We're going to do everything we can to make sure that we look the way we want to look in Game 7.
Paul, 4 road wins in this series. I mean, no one's shocked that you guys would need 7 games if you talked before the series.
Right.
4 road wins and 2 tough barns. Anything in that, or is it just the way it's played out?
There's probably a simplicity to the games that have been won. You know, we most of our best offense never got to the net, so good sticks on them. Great job blocking shots. We need to get a little faster, a little quicker. I know that you guys get tired of hearing me say that, but it's the foundation of what we do. For whatever reason, we'll work hard at finding those reasons. For tonight's game, we didn't have that. I mean, the first goal is a clean pass coming out we can't handle, same as the fourth, right? It's a or the third, rather. It's a clean pass coming out. We know we can make those plays. They were good. You know, they had good sticks. Didn't give you a lot of room. Spent an awful lot of time in their end without a whole lot happening for us. So they get credit for that. They were good there. We're going to have to be better at that.
You'll coach your team technically on all those things you just talked about over the next couple of days, I'm sure. Will you coach them, you know, mentally? Will you coach them in approaching a Game 7? Will you have veteran guys help the younger guys? Does any of that go on between now and then?
Yeah, but every day since September 15th, right? Like it's this isn't, well, hey, let's really try hard now. It's Game 7. I get it. It's frustrating. It's painful, right? You're right there. It's an elimination game, but there's an awful lot of 7 games, fellas, that have happened over the history of the National Hockey League, and somebody was 3-2 in every one of those. So they were good on the road. We were good in our last game. It's going to be a hell of a game. You know, we want to win it just as bad as they do. We want to play a game that looks like our game to do it.